Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of April 1, 2022, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind and or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. For April the 1st, 2022, the newsletter reads as follows. No fooling. We have tonight, April 1st, and one more week to bowl this season. See below for information on our end-of-season activities and the Outlaw Invitational. Lane assignments and subs. This is week 20 of our season, and for Friday, April the 1st, the lane assignments and subs are as follows. Lane 1, Midnight Bandits. Lane 2, Rough Riders. Lane 3, Gunslingers. Lane 4, Pitbulls. Lane 5, Hangmen. Lane 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 7, Sharpshooters. Lane 8, Triple Threat. Substitutes, Steve Sanders in for Marjorie Hurd on Lane 1. Jonathan Lazenby in for Dwight Jones on Lane 1. Matt Bowers in for Ginger Rush on Lane 2. Linda Lewis in for John Blackwelder on Lane 2. Sheila Lee in for Shelby Foster on Lane 4, and Dwight Jones in for Reggie Blunt on Lane 5. The schedule for the month of April beyond Friday, April the 1st, consists of April the 8th, next week. End of the season league dinner is April 30. The Outlaw Tournament is May 14. The Raleigh Outlaws will gather at the Emmanuel Baptist Church on April 30th for an end-of-season dinner and awards presentation. This is instead of the picnic we usually hold and is being catered. More details about time, menu, etc. will be forthcoming, but save the date. The Raleigh Outlaw Invitational is scheduled for May 14. We are extending the entry deadlines. The Outlaw deadline for entry is Saturday, October 30, at the end of our season dinner. Please pay as soon as possible, though. Out-of-town leagues, your deadline for entries to reach us is also April 30th. You can email me. Please note that my email address has changed. It is now outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Entry fee is $35. We are still working on details for the youth tournament, so stand by for that information. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities Scholarships. Well, the City of Raleigh has funded this item to be able to award two scholarships for $1,000 each to assist persons with documented disabilities in their pursuit of academic and vocational endeavors. It is called the James Benton Achievement Award. The academic scholarship is to be awarded to a person with a disability who is pursuing an educational goal. This scholarship is designed to assist with tuition, books, fees, and/or special equipment for undergraduate coursework from an accredited institution. Applicants must be residents of the City of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. Applicants must be residents of the City of Raleigh and must be enrolled or have been accepted to an accredited post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. Previous recipients are not eligible. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic experience, financial need, character, school, work, and community activities, honors, ability to express himself or herself in written form, personal motivation, and/or leadership potential. The scholarship application must be received by the Raleigh Mayor's Committee via an online application no later than May 31, 2022. The application is called the Raleigh Mayor's Committee James Benton Achievement Award Scholarship Application at formsite, formsite.com. The website address for the application and its filing, https://fs12.formsite.com/7COEGR/ llfhwtqe1p/index.html. For questions, contact Lori Millette at 919-324-1128 or via email at lori.millette@ncdps.gov. This program will provide an investment in the capability of our long-term, our disability community at large. And we close this newsletter today with some recipes for you, recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. First up is White Lily Pound Cake. You're going to need 1 pound of butter softened, 3 cups of sugar, 6 large eggs, 4 cups of all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup of milk, 1 teaspoon of almond extract, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. With these ingredients, you will beat butter at medium speed with an electric mixer until it is creamy. Gradually add sugar, beating until light and fluffy. Add eggs one at a time. Add flour to the creamed mixture alternately with milk, beginning and ending with flour, beating on low speed. Stir in extracts. Pour batter into a prepared tube pan. Bake at 300 degrees for 1 hour and 40 minutes. Let it cool for 10 to 15 minutes before inverting. Then you're going to put a glaze together, and you'll need 1 cup of confectioner's sugar, 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice. What you do with that is you just combine the ingredients and then pour it over the cake. Pretty good, pretty tasty. Next up, cherry cheesecake lush. The ingredients, 1 cup of vanilla wafer crumbs, 1 cup of finely chopped pecans, 1 stick of butter, that's a half cup, melted, 8 ounces of cream cheese, softened, 1 cup of powdered sugar, 16 ounces whipped topping, divided, 2 small boxes of cheesecake flavored pudding, 3 cups of milk, 1 can of cherry pie filling, and 1 half cup of chopped pecans. All right, the instructions. In a medium mixing bowl, combine the vanilla wafer crumbs, finely chopped pecans, and melted butter. Press into a 9x13-inch baking pan. Bake at 350 degrees for 15 minutes. Remove from the oven and cool. In a separate mixing bowl, combine cream cheese, powdered sugar, and 1 1/2 cups of whipped topping. Mix until smooth. Spread evenly over the cooled crust. Combine cheesecake pudding mix, milk, and 1 cup of whipped cream topping. And mix until smooth. Spread evenly over cream cheese layer in the pan. Top with 1 can of cherry pie filling, remaining whipped topping, and 1/2 cup of chopped pecans. Refrigerate this for at least 4 hours or overnight. And with that, you'll have a tasty treat to complete your day. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.